Every time a child walks into the new home of the McMahon Ryan Child Advocacy Site in Syracuse, they drop a marble into a big glass jar. And they learn they're not alone.
It's going to be a great visual to show people that are either visiting us or even the kids to realize that there are other kids out there that have come through here.
Executive Director Julie Cecil says children come to McMahon Ryan if they're suspected of being abused or neglected, and it's easier now that they've moved to the former Reed Hall on East Fayette Street in Syracuse from smaller quarters on West Onondaga Street.
We've gone from a 3,000-square-foot building on West Onondaga Street to a 30,000-square-foot building here at East Genesee Street.
The three-story building started life in 1914 as the Syracuse Free Dispensary, an outpatient clinic for the poor. At times, it's housed everything from TB clinics to college classrooms.
Good morning, McMahon Ryan Child Advocacy Site. This is Jamie. How can I help you?
Walking into the front lobby, you find a friendly waiting room with muted colors, all carefully researched.
And we wanted to make sure that the colors were bright enough, but we didn't want them to be too primary. We didn't want them to be too infantile because we have, obviously, teenagers. We also have adults that are working here. So we wanted to have the colors be at least somewhat friendly to everybody.
The first floor has two parallel hallways, one for police.
Now this hallway is all law enforcement, so we've got the sheriff's department and the city police.
On the other side, office space for caseworkers from the Department of Social Services, like investigator Kelly Roberts, who says this is a much more welcoming atmosphere than the police department.
Just in general, I mean, having to park, parking, the simplest thing, you know, and then, of course, going into the police station and getting up, to the waiting area, that's all, you know. It wasn't a very friendly atmosphere. Once you got into the room, it was set up as best as possible for children. It wasn't extremely uncomfortable, but this is a much better atmosphere for children.
From here, stairs take you up to the second floor, which is home to the CARE Clinic, the Child Abuse Referral Evaluation Program out of SUNY Upstate. There's examination rooms and offices here, and also a high-tech conference room.
You can put computers in and do live broadcasts, you know, things like that. You plug things in.
The other side of the second floor is where mental health therapy takes place. Cecil walks into one of the rooms that's different here.
The observation room is important because, again, hopefully we're going to have interns and be able to teach people how to do the mental health for child abuse victims.
And it won't just be for teaching either.
We may have a family, not necessarily they did some serious physical or sexual abuse, but they've maybe need some help with regards to the parenting. And what we're trying to do is have the earbuds, and what we can have the therapist can do is actually talk to the parents and actually teach them through the window as they're observing how to maybe interact with their children and to teach them how to be better or intuitive parents.
Mental health intern Mary Beth Thone sits in the play therapy room, surrounded by stuffed animals, puppets, and a giant sand table.
Sand can be very soothing, just the motion of playing with it, but also having little characters to put in the sand and create your own world so you have control over it, and it kind of expresses what's going on in their mind, but at the same time you can maybe have them master how different things might end that's going on in their sand tray.
Then back downstairs to the basement, which houses a place where suspects can be questioned.
This small area, you know, four suspect interview rooms, the suspect viewing, and the suspect bathroom area, is totally separate entrance, separate area, highly secure. So never the two shall meet, and that's really important. And this building was conducive to being able to do that.
This renovation costs $1.4 million. Cecil says some will be paid through a capital campaign, some through state funding that McMahon Ryan was never able to access before because it didn't have all the pieces of child abuse treatment under one roof. And aside from being a better way for children to be treated, this also does save money in the long run.
One of the things that research has found is that if you go through a child advocacy center, we're saving approximately $1,100 per case.
Cecil says the new home for McMahon Ryan comes at a time when the number of suspected child abuse cases in central New York is on the rise.
Our hotline reports were over 5,000 in 2010, and that equaled over 9,000 children that were suspected of being abused here in Onondaga County alone.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.